Headline number one, though, is Nick Del Santo officially becoming a North Melbourne player on the back of free agency. The man who held his nerve when others, myself included, suggested they should be using pick 26 to get Nick Del Santo. Cameron Joyce of the North Melbourne Footy Club on the line now to explain how it happened. Cam, thanks for joining us. It must be a pretty pleasing experience for you right now at 4 o'clock on this day, close of free agency, to land Nick Del Santo.
No, definitely, Damien. It's look, obviously, it took its time, but all negotiations obviously have aren't always done in the first one or two days of trade or free agency. So we're really delighted to have Nick on board for the next 3 years at the North Melbourne Footy Club, and we think that with some of our off-field appointments, it's a good time to be at North Melbourne.
Yeah, you went out hard with Nick. You identified him, I'd say, three quarters of the way through 2013 season as him being someone you wanted. You made that pretty well known to him, obviously. You had the leadership group meet with him. It got public and you still held your ground with it. It's a very significant signing for your club, given what you've been doing off the field as well to complement it, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. No, we had a look at Nick. Obviously, he was on the free agency list through the year, and probably around halfway, we sort of tried to zone in on him a little bit and spoke to his manager Tom Petroro about the possibility of acquiring Nick, and that sort of grew, and we obviously spoke to Nick and thought that it was important that the leadership group, with his being a more experienced player, that Andrew Swallow and Drew Petrie and Daniel Wells and Boomer also sit down with him and have a bit of a chat, and from their perspective, I suppose, talk to him about the footy club. So, that really helped, I think, in making him feel at ease with the club. And even though it was obviously a difficult decision for both him and St Kilda, as I said before, we're delighted to have him.
Cam, congratulations. I think it's fantastic for the North Melbourne Football Club. Question I'd like to ask you, you really did hone in onto him in particular, and I've always thought that that's a good strategy, that you don't have to dip the net in and go for three or four different blokes, but sometimes it gives the player some real comfort that he's the one. And, the delivery of one good solid player when you're listing good shape is the way to go.
Yeah, no, I agree, Terry. And I think, look, one of the things that there's a few things we liked about Nick. We loved, obviously, his experience. He's obviously been a part of some really big games over his career and performed really well in them. And, I think it's been well reported about the class that Nick can bring to North Melbourne. But just also the way that he would, he can complement our midfield. I think, we've got some really good inside midfielders in Ben Cunnington and Jack and Andrew Swallow, and I think he can really assist in balancing inside and outside game with the likes of Daniel Wells and Ryan Bastanac and also Brent Harvey. So we were keen to add to our midfield. We think that that's still an area that we want to keep building on and making really strong, and so that's really why we wanted to target Nick.
The topic of conversation in here over the couple of weeks has been very much about the free agency factor for you guys versus the trade factor and how that's sat. Where did St Kilda sit on with that the whole time? Were you always confident that you could convince them that free agency and convince everyone that free agency was the right way because he had that trigger in his contract? Did you always think it was sort of trending that way, or was there some stage where you go, well, gee, we just don't know whether we can get this over the line?
I think it was probably always trending that way, and we were pretty upfront with both both his manager and St Kilda, that's the path that we wanted to go down.
Yep.
So I think early doors, they knew exactly where we stood. So, but obviously they had a big decision to make, and so did Nick along the way. So, it's never easy parting with a champion of your club and 260 gamer and three-time All-Australian, et cetera. So, we're really happy that I think today both parties, can walk away happy, and we're certainly looking forward to Nick, you know, playing in our side in the next 3 years. But also, I think St Kilda can also, you know, use whatever compensation they receive to help help build on their list as well.
Cam, what will you do with Luke Delaney now by way of that transaction with St Kilda?
Look, as we know, Luke's preference is to go to St Kilda, and the opportunity for him perhaps there, which he's stated, is maybe greater than what we could provide him. So I think over the next sort of coming days and into the next week, we'll sort of sit down and go through what we do with Luke, with St Kilda. So, you know, it's sort of been, you know, very much sort of to deal with Nick's scenario, and then sort of like obviously with the interest with Luke is to sit down and sort of work that out at a later date.
Sure, and once you do that deal with St Kilda on Luke Delaney, is there anything else you might be doing next week before trade period expires?
Look, there's probably there's nothing that that we've really targeted, but at the same time, with a week to go, with knowing that we've got Nick now, then you know, I think it's a good opportunity for us to, I suppose, take stock and reload. And as we know, you just don't know what opportunities present themselves, you know, in the last week when things get a little bit hot for other clubs. So we'll certainly be on the lookout because anything that we can do to add to our list. But we've always been a big draft club, and hold our picks dear, and that's really how we've built the list thus far. And so we'll certainly be wanting to hold on to as many good picks as we can.
Yep. Well, you've kept pick 26. You've got Nick D'Alessandro. That was your ideal scenario. Well played.
Great
pick
job.
26 goes into the draft is what I think we're hearing from you right now.
Yep.
Spot on.
Yeah. No, we'd like to use that on a 18-year-old kid in the draft. We think that we might, you know, you never know what you know, if we might be able to get someone that we rate at, you know, 20 or 21 or whatever that might slip through. So, so we're excited about that.
No, well done. You got the transaction you wanted. You held your nerve. And Nick D'Alessandro becomes a North Melbourne player for 3 years as of today. Well played, Cam.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.